The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
You're right, very welcome back. You're listening to the... Sorry, I completely lost where I was there because Jess Kelly was trying to tell me during the ad break how to back up my iPhone because I haven't done it in about 6 weeks. Jess was like, my God, you're such a troglodyte. Would you back up your iPhone? Anyway, I've managed to back up my iPhone, it appears, but I've also managed to forget what I'm actually doing. I'm presenting The Hard Shoulder. That's right. That's the show you're listening to until 7 o'clock. And Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, is here not to hold my hand and tell me how to do very basic tasks on my phone, rather to tell me that that phone will be charged with a universal charger, apparently, Jess.
Yeah, this is good news for that junk drawer. You know, every house has that junk drawer with 50 million different kinds of chargers, and you have to have a specific one for your Kindle and a specific one for your phone. All of that's going to be a thing of the past by 2024. This is something that has been in the pipeline for a long time. This is one of the Groundhog Day topics.
Yeah, I feel that we were already promised this was going to happen and then it didn't really happen.
And there's been a few hiccups along the way, and Apple came out with a few different reasons as to why, because, like, let's call a spade, they're the real culprits here.
Yeah, does everyone else, because I use Apple, but do all the others, like your Garmins and Motorola, do they still make Motorolas? Motorolas and Nokia, do they all use...
The majority of them do.
USB-C.
USB-C, that's what we're moving to. So the majority of Android phones and Huawei phones use USB-C. Apple doesn't. They use what's called the Lightning port cable. Then if you have a Kindle, you have a micro USB cable.
That's right.
They're all the, like,
if you have a Garmin,
variations.
You've got another little kind of...
The cradle?
No, I have a plug-in one.
Okay, there's all kinds of ones.
Sticks in the back of it. It's kind of awkward, loose, doesn't really work. You have to jiggle it.
And if you lose that one, you have to go and get the specific charger for that specific device, which is a pain in the face. So Apple have been dragging their heels and causing the biggest barrier to this coming into place. Initially, they were saying that it was going to cause massive disruption for consumers. Then they were saying that it was going to put a halt to innovation by having a universal charger. However, they have lost the battle in this one. So by the autumn of 2024, every device, every small and medium device will use a universal charger. So whether that is a camera, your headphones, a tablet, they'll all have the USB-C type. And then laptops have been given an extra 40 months to get on board. So by 2026, in an ideal world, we will all be using USB-C.
Okay, so USB-C then will charge everything, is the point, within Europe. I mean, will Apple still keep flogging the Lightning charger for their products, you'd imagine, overseas?
I don't know if it'll make sense for them to do that, is the honest answer. I think, like, they've already gone down the USB-C route. Anyone who has an iPad, for example, will know that they've been able to charge their devices with USB-C for the last wee while. The last few iterations of the iPad has had USB-C. I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see. I don't anticipate Apple get on board with this until they absolutely have to. But I do think they'll get rid of the Lightning port because it's too awkward and it's too inconvenient to have devices for specific regions. Whatever about having the pluggy bit that goes into the wall that is different region by region, the device itself, you want that compatibility no matter where you are in the world for your device to be able to function. Now, the other point I feel that we need to acknowledge here is that by 2024, surely we'd all be using wireless charging by that point.
So this is where you put your device, whatever it happens to be, just down on top of a block or a circle.
Yeah, so the stand that I have on my desk, I stand my phone up. It uses the MagSafe, so the Apple technology, to stand up on a stand, and it wirelessly charges. So I'm not having to fiddle around with the port on the phone at all. From, you know, a water protection point of view, from a whole host of point of views, it makes sense to get rid of the port. But that would then put the onus on every consumer to go out and get a wireless charger, which is obviously not an ideal thing. But I think bit by bit, by 2024, that could be the reality where we're all doing this. And this could be a big hoopla over nothing.
So, I mean, Apple say as well that the part of the reason they haven't done it heretofore is a cost and an impact in innovation. It's profit, really. It's that they want a unique Apple charger so that if something happens to a unique Apple charger, you've got to go and buy another Apple charger. You can't just plug it into your Kindle's charger.
No. And it's also Apple being Apple. For as long as I can remember, they have had these little barriers that make Apple devices unique. So remember back in the day, we were talking about this not that long ago, the iPod. Remember, you had to have your files and your music files in a certain file format to go on the iPod.
Yes.
And they wouldn't go on any other device. They'd only work with the iPod. So it's going back to that and even further back in Apple's history. They're the awkward middle child. They just love having something that's a bit unique that, you know, is distinctively Apple. They're saying that there are benefits to having the Lightning port. But, you know, I know a lot of people now who have adapters. So if someone, for example, still wants to use headphones with a jack, they now have to have a Lightning port to jack adapter.
Yes.
Which is a pain in the face.
It is a pain in the face. I mean, it is remarkable with Apple as well, how much we put up with them continuing to control the product after we've bought it. Like, we own the product, and yet they really control how we use it long after we've paid them the money.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of talk about the right to repair as well.
Nissan don't really care how I drive my car after I bought it. It's my car. I can drive it into the ground if I feel like it. I mean, were Nissan like Apple, they would be kind of telling me where I can and can't drive, and we prefer if you didn't do that, we prefer if you did this.
What petrol stations you go to, like all of that kind of jazz.
That's, yeah, imagine that.
Like that's that, that is
kind of what
happens.
You can only go to Apple Green there on the N7, Kieran.
That is essentially what Apple does. But they do get away with it, and I do think that the consumers, you know, up until this point, we've just trusted Apple. They are very big on the privacy side of things. They are very big in terms of the innovation. But I think when it comes to costing us more money and having junk and clutter around our house and impacting the environment, a line has been drawn, and by 2024 that universal charger will be in place.
All right. I won't hold my breath though, Jess.
Nope.
News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly, thank you for that, and thank you for teaching me how to back up my iPhone as well during the last ad break. We have another ad break now, and after it we're going to be talking about this continuing pressure that seems to be heaped on Stephen Donnelly to deal once and for all with international surrogacy.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.